Book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with merry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another. Even as iron is not mixed with clay. Shalom. Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean. The website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Today we're going to be looking at a couple of headlines related to the end of days, some things that we typically follow on this broadcast. We can't follow everything. There's just not enough time. There's so much. So there's just certain things that I focus on. And the biggest thing that I focus on when we do our End Time Prophecy podcast is artificial intelligence and genetic modification. The big reason for that is because I believe it's going to play a really massive role in the last days. It'll be like the days of Noah, according to Jesus. And some pretty strange stuff that we're going to be covering today. It's stuff that we've covered already, but it's just more, it's just continuing to develop more and more. We're going to be looking at 2nd Esdras a little bit, the apocryphal book of 2nd Esdras, which was included in the King James 1611 Bible. And as time goes on, as things develop more and more, it's becoming more and more clear that this book truly is prophetic. Before I get started with some of the headlines, real quick, the website, www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Like I've said the last few weeks, I'm trying to do more where that website is concerned. Also, I'm trying to commit to writing at least one devotional a week that'll come out on Sunday. So if you are subscribed to the email list, where you sign up for weekly updates, you would have gotten that in your email last night. But it's also on the website if you don't want to subscribe to the email list. And the devotional for this week is, Will the Darkness of Winter Ever End? And I've already gotten several emails from people who were just really blessed by that devotional. And so if you're interested, go to scriptureandprophecy.com. It's right there. You can also sign up for the email list. And that's where you go to support this mission. And I'll mention that again at the end of the episode. All right, let's take a look. The first headline that I want to look at is this: China's CRISPR twins. Now, we talked about how there was a scientist in China who genetically modified two twin babies. By the way, a lot of this stuff is taking place in China. A lot of these developments, genetic modification, this beast credit score system, which we haven't talked about on this show, but if we have time, we will. And then in Japan, you have this AI Buddhist god that they've put in the temple. So those are the things we're going to be trying to discuss today. Let's start with the China CRISPR twins. Headline says, China CRISPR twins might have had their brains inadvertently advanced. Now, give me a break. Inadvertently? They think we're so stupid, people. They think we're so stupid. Let's read this. The brain of two genetically edited girls born in China last year may have been changed in ways that enhance cognition and memory, scientists say. The twins called Lulu and Nana reportedly had their genes modified before birth by a Chinese scientific team using a new editing tool, CRISPR. The goal was to make the girls immune to the infection by HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Now, new research shows that the same alteration introduced into the girl's DNA, deletion of a gene called CCR5, not only makes mice smarter, but also improves human brain recovery after strokes and could be linked to greater success in school. Okay. No, I'm not buying that they were just trying to genetically modify. So the AIDS thing is kind of the cover for what they're really trying to do, which is they're trying to build, through genetic modification, improved intelligence. That's why I keep telling you, there's coming a day. And I know this sounds so bizarre, folks, but all you have to do is look at what's going on. And, you know, when I used to say this stuff four or five years ago, even I had to think, man, the things I'm saying are kind of crazy. But now here it is. 4 or 5 years ago, I was telling you there's going to come a day when you're going to see non-human humans walking around. They're human, but not really human. Kind of like in the days of Noah, we had the Nephilim walking around, the giants. That's what's coming. And here we have two children who have been born, who've been genetically modified. These are just the ones that we know about that have been genetically modified. And they're saying, well, it's a good chance that their intelligence is greatly enhanced as well due to the genetic modification. But it was inadvertent. Can I read these two scriptures from 2 Esther real quick before we go further? Because 2 Esther prophesies about children in the last days, about this issue. So I've got two scriptures here. Let's just read them both. Let's start with 2 Esther chapter 5, 12 verses about the end of days. Here's what it says. It says, but about the signs. Look, the days will come when those who live on the earth will be seized with great terror. The way of truth will be hidden, and the land will be barren and devoid of faith. Injustice will be multiplied beyond what you yourself see and beyond what you have heard of formerly. By the way, doesn't just the first couple of verses sound exactly like the days you're living in? The land that you now see holding sway will have no one left to walk upon it, and people will see it desolate. But if the Most High grants that you live, you will see it thrown into confusion after the third period of time. The sun will suddenly start shining by night, and the moon by day. Blood will drip from wood, and stones will speak out. Peoples will be troubled, and natural courses will be changed. A person no one on earth expected to come to power. Expected will come to power, and birds will migrate together. The sea of Sodom will cast up fish. It will utter sounds in a voice that many don't know. But all will hear its voice. Chasms will open up in many places, and fire will be shot forth frequently. Wild beasts will roam beyond their territory, and women will give birth to monsters. We focus on that one a lot. Women will give birth to monsters. I'm waiting for the day where millions, or maybe not even that many, but hundreds or thousands of women get genetically modified, altered babies so that their babies will be super intelligent, and then who knows what they give birth to. Verse 9, salt water will be found in sources of fresh water. Friends everywhere begin to fight each other. Reason will be hidden. Listen to this. Think about the culture you're living in today and how there's just no logic, no rational thinking. They've just completely gone astray. And the things that they are believing and accepting are just completely insane, right? Reason will be hidden, and intelligence will go into hiding. Many will look for it, but they won't find it, and injustice and lust will be multiplied on the earth. One country will ask its neighbors, has justice passed through you doing what is right? And the answer will be no. At that time, people will hope, but not get what they hoped for. They will labor, but they will make no progress. That's 2 Esther chapter 5, verse 1 through 12. Let me read one more headline, and then I'll read you one more passage from 2 Esther. Let's stick along the same theme. Northwestern neuroscientists researching brain chips to make people super intelligent. What if you could go make money? This is the article here. What if you could go make money or type something just by thinking about it? It sounds like science fiction, but it might be close to reality. In as little as 5 years, super smart people could be walking down the street. Men and women who've paid to increase their intelligence. Northwestern University neuroscientist and business professor Dr. Morin Kerf made that prediction because he's working on a smart chip for the brain. Make it so that it has internet connection and goes to Wikipedia. And when I think this particular thought, it gives me the answer, he said. Friends, we're moving into a time when the 5G and all that stuff is going to roll out, and this hive mind mentality is going to roll out. People wonder, how would hive mind work? Well, here's a perfect example. People are inserting chips into their hands, and now they're going to insert chips into their head. You're seeing all of this develop in your lifetime. How much longer do we have before it's full-blown beast mode? I don't know. 10 years? Maybe? Could be longer, could be shorter, I don't know. But what we do know is we're watching it. We're watching it unfold before our very eyes. I want you to think about this. If you could go back to the 1990s, would you have even conceived? I mean, even though like the Terminator movie was out, Terminator movies were out, and they were kind of pushing that propaganda through Hollywood. Even though it would have never conceived of genetic modified babies, chips and brains. Could have never dreamt up some of this stuff. But interesting enough, the apocryphal book of 2 Esdras, which was included in the King James Bible back in 1611, predicted this stuff. How is that possible? 2 Esdras chapter 6, let's read a couple more verses, verses 18 through 25. It said, "Look, the days are coming when I will begin to come near to visit those who live on earth, when I will begin to examine those who unjustly inflict harm in their cruelty. When the humiliation of Zion is complete, when the seal is placed on the age that begins to pass away, I will perform these signs. Scrolls will be opened in view of the firmament, and all will see together. Infants a year old will speak with their voices, and pregnant women will give birth to premature babies of 3 or 4 months, but they will live and dance." That's kind of strange. "Fields that were not sown will suddenly appear sown. And full warehouses will suddenly be found empty. A trumpet will sound with a blast. When all hear it, they will suddenly be terrified. In that same time, friends will make war on friends like enemies. The earth, along with those who live in it, will be terrified, and the sources of rivers will stand still so that they don't run for 3 hours. Then everyone who is left after these things that I have foretold you will be saved. These will see my deliverance in the end of my age." Friends, we are moving into these strange, strange times. We're going to see some things we never imagined possible. We are seeing these things now. We're seeing these things now. Check this out. I'm trying to figure out which version of the article. Let's read this version here first. It says, this is from the express.co.uk. "Robot God, AI version of a Buddhist deity to preach in the Japanese temple. The humanoid robot is molded after Kanan Bodhisattva, the Buddhist goddess of mercy. The robot's name is Mindar, and it gave its first speech on the Heart Sutra, a key scripture in Buddhist teaching. The Japan Times reported that the teachings spoken by the robot offer a path to overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. They've literally erected a robot god to preach Buddhism. And here's another article about it. An ancient Japanese shrine debuts a Buddhist robot. Kyoto, Japan, ancient former capital, is home of the temples, shrines, and imperial gardens. As the birthplace of Japanese tradition, the city attracts some 53 million tourists every year. Recently, framed 400-year-old Kaja Temple in Kyoto unveiled a modern makeover. The world's first sutra-chanting android deity, molded after the Kanon, the Buddhist goddess of mercy, was introduced to the public last week. Kanon is worshipped by thousands of temples in Japan as a deity who helps people in distress. Now the country's fascination with robotics has made its way into that worship. And they've got a picture of this little robot. It's got like a human head, but like robotic arms and torso with human-style hands. Crazy. Stands on a pedestal. It's 6 feet 4 inches. It's made with silicone and aluminum. And of course, it's gender neutral. Because you gotta push that. We can't have male and female anymore. The appearance is kept to a bare minimum, almost like a naked robot, but as an android embodying a goddess of mercy, Mindar had special features designed to evoke both feminine and masculine qualities. With an open head of exposed aluminum wires and a mechanical lower half, Mindar might not be how some would picture a robotic Kanon. However, the plain facial features give room for visitors to use their own imagination and how they'd like the deity to appear. So as I'm looking at these articles, thinking about these things, what's coming to mind to me is that I can see developing exactly what is described in Revelation 13. The image of the beast. Now, I don't think this is the image of the beast, but this is kind of painting the, you know, building the path towards that. Is this what we're going to see in the very end of days? Some type of AI technology as the image of the beast. Let's take a quick look at what Revelation has to say about that. Revelation chapter 13, this is verse 15 through 18, here's what it says. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So this image of the beast is going to be given some form of life. It's going to be able to talk, it's going to be able to speak. And it's going to cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Man, I'm telling you, we are living in some interesting times. Some very interesting times. I got a few more minutes. Let's look at a couple of more headlines related to this stuff. Here's one that says, well, you know what? Actually, what I'm going to do, we've talked enough about that. Let's see here. I want to talk about this China social credit system. Let's see if we can do it in just a few minutes here. There's an article up at themostimportantnews.com. by Michael Snyder. It says, is China's social credit system a preview of the coming beast system? I think the answer to that question is absolutely yes. Let's read a little bit of this so you can get a little bit of idea of what's going on. And maybe in a future podcast, if we have time, we can talk about it more. Here's what it says. Virtually everything you do online and offline is being monitored, tracked, or recorded by someone. Could you imagine what life would be like if the government compiled all that information into a giant database and used it to punish those who had engaged in politically incorrect behavior? Here in the United States, internet censorship has escalated dramatically, but over in China, the government is cracking down on a much wider array of online and offline activities. If you fail to make a credit card payment, get into an argument in public, or say the wrong thing on social media, you could suddenly find yourself restricted from conducting a whole host of normal economic activities. The primary marketing slogan for this social credit system is, once discredited everywhere, restricted. Folks, basically what's happening is if you do or say something that they don't like, your social credit score gets hit, and it makes it impossible for you to do basic things like travel, rent an apartment, get a loan. And this is not something that's just kind of happening. This is happening to thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in China. They're literally enforcing this right now as we speak. China's social credit system rates citizens based on their daily behavior. And this could range from their bank credit to their social media activities. With a tagline of, once discredited everywhere restricted, it vows to punish untrustworthy citizens in as many ways as possible. This system sounds like it could be something right out of George Orwellian novel. And even entire business can be penalized. In fact, it is being reported that 3.59 million Chinese businesses were added to the official creditworthiness blacklist last year. Over 3 million, 3.5 million businesses were added to the blacklist because they were politically incorrect or whatever they did to hit the social credit system. Friends, I don't have time to continue reading that. I'm out of time this morning. That's something to be watching. And when I look at the Bible and what the Bible has to say, I can't help but think, all these weird developments coming to a city near you. And at the end of the day, the only question that really matters is, do you know him? Do you know the one who can protect, who can provide? Do you know the one who can save your very soul? Scriptures tell us not to fear the one that can destroy the body, but destroy the one who can destroy the body and soul in hell. There's hope to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're rapidly approaching the kingdom of God. There's going to be a period of great darkness first, but then the kingdom of God is going to come. You need to know him. You need to seek his face. I pray that this podcast has blessed you in some manner this morning. I want to just take a minute and say thank you so much for those of you who support the podcast. It's far more than I deserve. By the way, I've been getting a lot of emails lately. And so if you don't get a response from me, it's not because I didn't read your email or because I didn't care. Because I do. I read them all. It's just simply, I am limited in my time and capacity to respond to emails, to do the podcast, to write the articles, to do all those things. It's, you know, there's only so much I can do. But I appreciate all the communications I get from you. Thank you for your prayers. Just all you guys do to help me make this possible. Again, it's far beyond what I deserve. So thank you so much. I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that you're being blessed, that this work will continue to speak to your heart and impact your life in a great way. Peace and grace be with all of you. Keep looking up. We're living in some strange times. Until next time, God bless.